AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to Ask Pat 2.0, episode 1029. That is a really large number now. Like, it's crazy that we're over 1,000. It's just, these numbers are very hard to say. 1,029. Thank you so much for being here. We got a great conversation today with June, who's looking to kind of shift a lot of the efforts that she has with her job to her side hustle, which she wants to turn a little bit more full-time and begin monetizing. Although she is making a little bit of money there already, how can she scale that up? And she's almost tapping out on the hours that she has available for that. So what can she do? Well, we're going to talk about that today and work through that with June right after I tell you about today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies. Seriously, because not just because they have a great team there that's there to help us manage our business finances, but the software continues to improve over time. I remember when I first started, it's very different than what it is now. It's just so much easier to help you keep track of your books and your invoicing. I mean, the invoicing stuff, if you're a coach or you do any consultations or you have clients or you do any billing of any kind, you can create an invoice, a professional looking one, branded to you in less than 30 seconds. You can send it out. You get to keep track of who owes you money, who has yet to open those invoices. It's really handy. So check this out. If you want to get a 30-day free trial, all access to FreshBooks, and just see for yourself how awesome it is, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Awesome. Now, here we go. We're going to get into the conversation with June. Sit back and enjoy. Hey, June, thank you so much for coming on Ask Pat 2.0. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. Yeah, pretty excited.
Absolutely. This is going to be a lot of fun. So why don't you tell everybody what it is that you do?
So I am the founder of the Digital Workforce. So my company actually teaches people how to shift their career online. So most of the customers or the clients that we deal with are corporate workers, office workers who normally have 9-to-5 jobs, mm-hmm. or it could be like maybe housewives or somebody who just got laid off from a job and they're like kind of trying to find out their way. And especially back in the Philippines, when I was still in the Philippines, employment was really tough. So what we try to do is we teach people how to find work online so that they can be location independent and, you know, just use their experience from the previous jobs that they have and apply it for jobs online, basically.
I love that. And how long have you been doing this for?
Since 2015, it started out with just a few of my friends. And amazingly, I got so much, you know, good feedback that it kind of scaled up from there. My friends referred their friends and their family, and it just grew. I initially had like 40 people attended my first webinar. And then from there on, I had like 200 students afterwards. So it's really amazing.
Nice job. Well, kudos to you for helping people in need. Because I mean, obviously I went through a layoff back in 2008 and I had no idea what to do. And so it's great that there are people out there who are helping people like that. So just hypothetically, you know, a person watches your webinar or finds you on your website and wants to work with you. How do you actually work with them to help them through that?
Right. So the first step would usually be that people would be looking at how to work online or how to get started. We have a free course, like an introduction course, mm-hmm. that you can find on our website, thedigitalworkforce.com. You can start for free. And it's an introduction on where do they, what type of jobs are available in the market, how do they apply, how do they prepare their profile, how do they get paid, and how to make it sustainable. Because that's the main concern for some people. I want to go ahead and start working online, and they have this notion that it's just like a per gig kind of deal, and it's not. You know, this is something sustainable. This is something proven by myself, by my friends and my students, you know, that you can really shift your work from a regular office job to a completely remote work. You just need to know where to start, and you start by taking the free course.
Got it. And then are they becoming essentially like freelancers and consultant type people, or are you teaching them how to build like an online business and sell their own things? Like,
typically, yeah. So,
go ahead.
Typically, it's they become freelancers. So in the course, we give them ideas on what type of jobs they can take. Like maybe they were admin support before, like, you know, secretaries or something that works mainly with admin jobs, mm-hmm. right? So for someone like you, maybe a VA type of job would be, or a VA position would be suitable for you because you're comfortable with doing office work and research and, you know, working on Excel and Word and that kind of stuff. And it gives you an overview of what the positions are, so you can see yourself in them and apply for it. Now, this could vary from, you know, a researcher, like you were for SEO, for a graphic designer, perhaps, or maybe they want to go into web development. That's possible as well. So we give them this roadmap that they can take, you know, depending on their previous experiences. Because one of the main things is like, one of the main things that they are worried about is that, this is something very new to me. I have no idea what this is, right? Or where should I start? Where should I go? Mm-hmm. I only know X, Y, Z. But the course basically gives them an idea that, no, you have experience. You work for 10 years as an admin support. Did you know that there's also a need for admin support online? So, you know, this is where you should apply. This is how you should, you know, prepare your profile and blah, blah, blah. So it's basically like that. But to answer your question, yes, most of them become freelancers. Mm-hmm. And then eventually, once they get a taste of what freelancing is like, some of them build their own businesses. You know, maybe they would go to e-commerce and drop shipping, or it starts off as a freelancing gig, and then they become more later on.
Nice. I like that. I usually, when people come to me and say, hey, what's the easiest way to get started? How can I make money now? I need money now. Freelancing is typically the answer. And then really, really quick before we dive into what you need, what is the URL, just so people know?
It is thedigitalworkforce.com.
Thedigitalworkforce.com.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. So, June, what's on your mind related to all this? How can I help?
Right. So, my main job is a project manager, and we're handling marketing projects. And I want to make this, the digital workforce, something that I can monetize. Right now, it really is more helping people. It's not, and that is the goal of the company. It's for us to normalize the idea that working online is just as good, you know, as working in a regular office with a company. It's just, it is a job, you know, but for some people, and then I know this because I've been working as freelancer, as a remote worker for 6 years, there's still this stigma that when people find out that you work online, it sounds so unstable. And so our company's goal is to help people, you know, have the idea that this is normal, this is a work, this is a job. But I'm having a hard time monetizing this. The free course is, of course, it's free. And we have an internship wherein people can go apply as an intern for 15 days, and we will guide them through the entire process so that at the end of the internship, they will find a suitable job for them. But this is very time consuming on my end. Mm-hmm. And also, it doesn't really generate a whole lot of money right. for me. It's like, I feel like there is a glass ceiling for the people that I can handle. I can only handle at least 15 to 20 interns at a time. And I want in this way, you know, it's very hard for me to scale up if everything is dependent on me.
Right.
So aside from doing the internship, I would like to know what are the ways that I can monetize this company, the website, basically.
Are you getting paid for these, the interns, from the interns?
Yes. So when they apply, they sign up the internship, and it's not really a whole lot. they pay like $99 to do the internship, and there's a module that they need to follow. It is like a course, where it is a course, you know, but it's a guided course, and I check in with the interns every day, once a day, mm-hmm. and at the end of the, because it's 2 weeks, you know, I meet with them at the beginning and at the end of the internship. There's a one-on-one call for us to evaluate, you know, when they started and evaluate at the end of the course when they took it. So as you can imagine, I only have 24 hours a day. Right. Not just that, I also have my full-time job, which is, even though it's remote, you know, but it is the one that is supporting me. That's right. Where my income comes. And the digital workforce is like my little baby. My
right.
Company.
No, I know. This is cool. Yeah. This is like your little side project, and it is helping people, and
yeah.
you're already maxing out on essentially how many hours you can help people with. The internship, how many people are you helping through that right now? Or typically can you handle at a time?
Typically I handle 15 interns at a time. I would open the seats for 20 people, but so far the batches that I've handled are either 10 or 15.
10 to 15.
So,
and that's a lot for you because of just the time.
Exactly. Involved. Yeah. And what I really want is for me to focus on, instead of working for other people, you know, because I am a project manager for someone else, mm-hmm. which is great. You know, I'm also helping their business. It's not that I don't like my job. I actually love my job. I really
That's
do
great.
Love my job. Some people would ask, like, you know, you kind of hate your job, but you do it because it pays the bills. For mm-hmm. me, I really like it. I'm very passionate about marketing. But I would like to apply that same passion into my company because right. I want to build my income and generate it in my own company. So that's the dilemma, I guess, that I have. It's like, how do I shift my attention from the job that I have right now, which I also love, to my company, to make it stable and mm-hmm. monetize it and so that I can focus on it.
As a project manager at your current job, do you have people under you or people who you sort of help to do what is that the business owner wants to do?
Yes, I do. So I have a team of people, developers, graphic designers, and also marketing staff that does the job. However, I'm very much hands-on with the things that we're doing because the strategy mostly comes from me. So,
sure. Do you like working with other people like that? Like, is that what you enjoy about that job?
Yeah, I do. Because of this strategy, mm-hmm. that's mainly it. It's like you plan out something and you set a goal and then you hit that goal and you kind of realize, yeah, that was because of my strategy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's kind of fun that way. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. That's what project management's all about. And so have you? Okay. Maybe people hearing this can see where maybe I'm going with it. Maybe you can too. But let's go back to the internship really quick. Mm-hmm. In the 14-day period that you are working with an intern, mm-hmm. what's required from you? You said you check in with them every day, and then what's taking up the time?
Right. So basically the internship goes like you need to do time blocking. So you block the time because what I mentioned, the most people that I work with have full-time jobs. They have 9-to-5 work.
Right.
The only way for them to actually find time to apply for a job online is if they block their hours. So I'm a very big fan of time blocking. And that's the reason why I can handle multiple clients at the same time, because I block my time. Mm-hmm. And that's what I apply on the internship. Like, you need to block 2 hours of your time every day and I will check in on you on that hours and tell, you know, and see what you're doing, how are you progressing, and, you know, what are the stuff like this and that. It's like monitoring them during that time block, because otherwise, if you don't ask them to block the time, it will never happen. Because right. they're kind of maxed out already. I'm working 9 to 5. I have family. I have personal things. I have blah, blah, blah. And so it's very difficult for them to actually, you know, sit in the computer and work 2 more hours, right? Unless right. someone is there to coach them and ask them, do this. And this is what you need to do during those hours.
Got
so
it. Monetization obviously can happen in several different ways. And I think that what you're offering is great for your students. You have a free course for people who just, you know, they can't pay you yet, or they're just getting started, or they just find you and, you know, you haven't built a relationship with them yet, but you can still help them through the free course, which is great. And that's self-guided, right? That's on, like, that doesn't require mm-hmm. any of your time, correct?
Self-paced. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's self-paced, self-guided. It's completely up to them.
I like that. And now I can pay, though, you to get a little bit of handholding along the way, which anybody who wants to go through a transition, or especially those who have a pain, they would pay for that, because, you know, they want answers now. They want to move quickly. And you're offering them that for $99 for the 2-week period. So a couple things here. Number one, does it have to be you that's actually helping those interns? Could it potentially be somebody that you train, or perhaps somebody that you already work with to help? And that way you could. So again, the offerings are great. Here's how you make more money. You either begin to automate the process that's making you money. And so you could do that in a couple ways. You do that by hiring people to do those things. So I don't know if that's possible yet, if you want to do that, which it sounds like this is where my question earlier ties in, which is you just love to work with people, and you can consider these people that you work with as like the people under you, like you have in your job right now, who can help you with your interns. So that way you're able to scale, because you said you reached a ceiling. This is how you break that glass ceiling. That's one way to do it. Number two would be to automate some of this. So you could get more hours back, which would allow you to help more people. If, for example, let's say the emails that go out are automated every single day, and you only respond to people when they have questions, kind of thing. So, you know, using software or tools or something like that to do some of the work for you. And if you don't know if that's possible, then what you do is take the life cycle of one of these interns and write down every single step along the way. And then you might be able to start to see, oh, this doesn't have to be me. This mm-hmm. can be a software. This can be something else. Or, oh, I don't even need to do this. And so that begins to allow you to do that. And then the other thing is you can increase your price point. And right. if I'm working with you, like, or if you're spending 2 hours a day with me for 14 days, that's 28 hours. You're essentially saying that it's like the help is only $3.50 an hour.
Yeah, that's also because it was something that was very new back then, and you also needed to consider that my clients were actually Filipinos and they can't afford like a $300. So I think that was one of the considerations that I had before when I started it out. I have never increased the price point, but you are definitely right. That's something
I bet you could double or even triple it, June. And especially now that, I mean, it sounds like the audience is a little different now. The economics of that audience are different. And what's going to happen is, for me, a $99 to get daily help from, like, it doesn't, like, I'm like, it's only worth $99. Like, it must not be that valuable, right? Where the perceived value of what it is that you're offering could be much higher. And then what's really cool is, like, as you increase this price point, like, yes, there's going to be people who won't be able to afford it. You can either send them to the free course or have something in the middle. Maybe the $99 is the automated internship where they still don't get access to you, but they get a little bit of handholding through the tools and through, you know, it's just a better, it's not self-paced now. Now it's, you know, 14 days and now you will have this. And then at the 300 or 500 or whatever, you can experiment with the price point. That's when they get access to you and get the handholding. And now, even if you get if you help three people at 500, you're making the same as if you were helping 15 people at 100. Do you see?
Right.
And then you'd be able to better help them. They're more likely to follow your directions. You're going to get a better clientele that way. Now, one thing I was thinking that might be cool is because the big promise here is that you will find a job, you'll get a gig or whatever at the other end. Maybe there's a way that you could structure it such that, you know, they pay, you know, $250 up front to work with you, and then they learn the skills, they go through the process, and then you also say, and then it's, you know, or how was I structuring it? It's, you say, for example, that it's like a $500 internship, but you only have to pay $250 now, and when you get your position, your first job, that's when the other half would be due, so that you could soften the price a little bit by doing that. And people, if they go through this transition, they get their first gig. I mean, that's huge. What you've just given them, you've given them not just their first money online, but you've given them the motivation, you've given them the tools that they can now make more jobs with and have more gigs. And that two fit, like $99, June, is not, it's not attracting me, even though, you know, in most cases we assume that, oh, we, you know, the cheaper it is, the better. It's actually not true. So based on all that I'm seeing, like, what might be your next steps, or what, where is your head at right now?
Right. Yeah, that's true. But I'm thinking I will have to evaluate, like, how much should I increase? That's also the challenge. Like, how much should I price it? And I have thought about this several times before, and like looking at other people who has the same or somewhat similar courses than I am. And I think that's where I find the difficulty is.
Yeah.
Like, how do I price this so that it's still something affordable, but also, you know, doesn't really compromises me and my time?
And I mean, that's going to take some evaluation. Like I said, I also would consider the name internship. Like, that word makes it seem like it's not as potentially prestigious as it could be. And mm-hmm. you know, so I would play around with that. I mean, you are, I mean, what is you're helping people do is it's so valuable. I mean, if I were to ask you, June, like, working with you for 14 days, like, how valuable is that to the person? And you likely have students that you can go back to help you with this evaluation. Like, hey, how much was this actually worth to you?
Changed lives. I can tell you that it did.
Yeah. I would have guessed that. And so you need to increase the price point and that's going to be the easiest way to make more money. And help, you know, honestly, probably help more people, because they're going to go through it better, and you're going to be able to manage more people too. So that's going to take some thoughts. I don't, you know, these pricing models are going to take a little bit of thought. I don't think we'll be able to nail it down today, but I'm encouraged that you had already thought that. I think hopefully this call is validation that's important to think about and to make a decision on.
Right. That's true. One thing that I do would like to mention is that we tried, I tried handing over like the hand holding, you know, uh-huh. to one of my graduates before that successfully went through the internship and got a job and mm-hmm. everything. But the connection is very different, because when people sign up, they see me, you know, because I'm the face of the company, and they look at me as she was the one who was the promoting it. And
right.
I'm the one who's really, really passionate about it. And most of the people that sign up are kind of expecting that I am the one who will be guiding them. And so that attempt didn't work as well as we hoped.
Sure.
So, that's something that we need to look into, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we've had conversations like this in Ask Pat 2.0 with others who are hiring a team, but then people don't want those people. They want the main person. Mm-hmm. So it in that regard, it's more of a positioning problem. So, you know, people, like, if the expectation is to work with you and then they get handed off, that's never good, right? It's like, that's not yeah. what they expected. But if you up front say, you know, I'm going to be working with you. I have my team behind me. They have their superpowers, and they're going to be making sure we're going to make sure together that we could do this for you. And then instead of you, you know, spending 2 hours every day with a person or something like that, it would be, you know, just a little bit of time. They still see you, but then this teammate of yours would come in to also help. That doesn't come out of nowhere. It's, you know, they're trained to know that this person is a part of the team too. And, you know, the other part of that is you're not able to help more people because it's only you. This person came on board to be another you and to allow you to help and serve more people. And man, June, like, you're changing lives. You said it yourself. I think you have to solve that problem somehow.
Right.
Because people need you. They need you.
Yeah. I agree.
Cool. So what are some of the takeaways from today's call?
I need to find some way to automate some of these tasks that I have find someone that I could hand off things that are not necessarily, you know, I need to do myself, like the follow-ups and sending out emails.
Wow. This kind of, you said it better than me.
Yeah.
What else?
Basically, yeah. And also, I think you hit the head of the nail. You said that it's more about the positioning, that I need to introduce my team as my team, as some we need to deal with collectively rather than just me leading the way. It's us going together. You know, so that when somebody comes on board, it's not like, oh, I need to work with June because she was the one who led this, blah, 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 right?
And I'm glad you said that, because that affects the kind of person you hire. You're not just hiring, you know, random person who can do these tasks. You're also hiring for personality, culture, and, you know, the kind of business you want to build. So that's good.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. I agree.
And then price point, right?
Yes, most importantly.
Okay, just making sure.
Most importantly, the price point. I will have to evaluate that. I need to really sit down and spend some time. And this is really an uncomfortable topic, or I think a subject for me, not just to discuss with someone, but to discuss with myself. Because when I started the company initially, I wasn't really in it for the money. That's the thing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I was doing webinars and one-on-one coaching and all this kind of stuff for free. And now I'm putting a price point in it. It makes it really kind of uncomfortable.
So here's what I would do, Jean. I would go to some of your graduates and see if you can chat with them and just tell them, like, hey, you know, I'm reaching a ceiling. I want to help more people. And, you know, I feel like that one of the things I need to do is increase my price point. If I had made this $250 and you came and you saw this, now that you've gone through, do you think it would be worth it? And I guarantee you, if you're changing lives, like you said, you're going to have people go, oh, June, yes, absolutely. Like, it's worth even more than that. And that should hopefully encourage you to realize that you're completely underselling yourself right now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I will get in touch with them.
Cool. I mean, maybe just one or two conversations. You don't have to send an email out and schedule everybody, but just honestly, a couple conversations could do a lot of good. So, June, thank you so much for coming on and opening up for us and allowing us to kind of dig deep. And, you know, I think it's super helpful for a lot of people who are going through the same thing. So thank you so much, June.
Thank you. Thank you so much as well.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that interview with June. June, best of luck to you. We'll follow up with you later on and see how things go and how you can start, you know, putting a lot more effort and focus into your own stuff, which I know you enjoy, and see how you might be able to scale the monetization efforts there as well. And hey, all of you, if you also want to get coached on Ask Pat, just like June did today, all you have to do is apply. I can't select everybody. I definitely can't select everybody. And I cannot promise I'll select you, but you know that nothing will happen unless you take action. And that, I mean, June and most of these people didn't even expect to get selected. So that's the fun part of this. So go to askpat.com. You can apply right there on that page. And it just takes a few minutes to go through. And then I select them along with a few of my team members. And then we'll reach out to you if you are selected. So you can do that, askpat.com. And by the way, make sure you subscribe to the show if you haven't already, because next week we're going to be talking with Debbie, who has a very localized sort of I want to say brick and mortar business. It's kind of brick and mortar, but you know, a little bit online, but it's very localized. How can she scale and expand out into the online world and have access to more of the world? So we'll talk about that in next week's episode. Make sure you subscribe so you get that and the other episodes in the future delivered automatically to your device. And hey, I just appreciate you so much for sticking around. I appreciate you. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.